A Little Peace and Quiet, Day 13, by Chasing River. Read by Chasing River and Jordan Asking.
Your office is ridiculous, Mycroft, Sherlock mused as he tipped the antique chair onto its back legs so he could put his feet on Mycroft's desk.
Take your feet off the desk, Mycroft replied without looking up from his paperwork. You'll ruin that chair.
You sound like Mummy.
That earned him a glance and a scowl. Sherlock grinned. Quiet, just for 10 minutes, Sherlock. Since you're clearly unable to comply, and obviously fascinated by my decor, I'm going to assist you. He locked the door to the outside office. Unnecessary, probably, since Anthea had already left, but always a good precaution. He walked over to the window and removed the two long curtain tie-backs, hanging unused at either side.
Sherlock looked at him and stifled a huff of amusement. Surely you don't intend to...
Have you ever known me to bluff? Mycroft replied, bearing down on him in the chair. As you pointed out, I'm not using these for the curtains. I might as well get some service out of them. Sherlock made no effort to get away as Mycroft forced the curtain tie back between his lips. Somehow, he even managed to look smug as Mycroft pulled it tight and fastened it low around his head. When he tied Sherlock's wrists together with the other strip of fabric, he didn't even have the decency to look interested. It wasn't until Mycroft forced Sherlock's wrists up his back and looped the free end through the back of the gag that Sherlock's brows shot up. Mycroft stepped back and surveyed his work. Sherlock's head was drawn all the way back, held there by the pressure of his wrist position. His brother had already started to salivate around the gag. Perhaps he would have to replace the curtains. The tie-backs would certainly be unusable after this. "You all right?" he asked his brother.
Sherlock nodded, as best he could.
"Good." He reached between Sherlock's legs and felt the beginnings of an erection. Mycroft gave him a quick squeeze through his trousers. 10 more minutes, then we can go back to mine, and I'll give you my undivided attention. The End.